let yourself relax and be present to all of the sounds and experiences that you're having. Just simply let yourself relax into them. And notice all of the variety of experiences, from physical sensations to the wind chimes, to thoughts and feelings that may be passing through the mind, thoughts and memories, concerns, and notice as you relax into this medley of experiences that you're having, notice that there is no experience that can be separated from consciousness. That consciousness, in fact, is the very warp and woof of all your experiences. You could even say that every experience is consciousness. Because there's no possibility of removing consciousness from the experience. Whether the experience is positive or negative, a perception or a feeling, the fact remains that consciousness is its essential nature. I can say that I am consciousness, but I can equally say that the chimes are consciousness, that the sky is consciousness, that the wind is consciousness. I say I am consciousness and the wind is consciousness, I am consciousness and the chimes are consciousness, what do I mean? I could say like this. There is chimes consciousness. There is physical body consciousness. There is the sense of touch consciousness. There is thought consciousness. There is consciousness. The chimes consciousness. And the body consciousness, and the thought consciousness. Are all only one consciousness. The subject consciousness. In the object consciousness. Are only one. the subject consciousness. Is the object consciousness? In fact, the only subject is consciousness. Object consciousness, body consciousness, mind consciousness, chimes consciousness, room consciousness, Berkeley consciousness, sense of touch consciousness, there is only one subject consciousness. What is the warp and woof? Of the seer and the seen. I am the warp and woof of the seer and the seen, of the knower and the known, of the subject and the object. I am the self of the subject and the object. In fact, there is no other subject other than me, the self. The body, the mind, the sense organs, the thoughts, the feelings. The chair or the floor on which you're seated, the breeze in the room itself, all of us seated around you. all of these. For all of these, I am the subject. I am the being and the work of work. I am not contained. By any sensation or experience or sensory perception. No activity is away from me. But I am not contained or changed. By any activity. I am the truth of all of my thoughts and feelings. I am the very warp and woof, very essence, very presence, the being of all of them. But I'm not contained or changed by any of them. And yet I am the truth of all of them.